You're listening to the Live Free Now podcast, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. Find us online at livefreenow.show. And now your host, John Bush.
What's up, everybody? John Bush here with the Live Free Now show. Hope you're doing well and enjoying the podcast. Remember to subscribe, share with your friends. On today's episode, we are going to throw back to around 9 months ago, a walk and talk that I did talking about overcoming limiting beliefs. And the reason I want to throw back to this is a gentleman heard this video, a walk and talks where I just walk around the property and just share some ideas and some tips and strategies. But a guy that was at the Exit and Build Land Summit last year, I met him and he let me know that it was this little video that changed his life. He literally said it changed his life, and he hadn't ever even considered or contemplated or been aware of the concept of a limiting belief. And it allowed him to create some financial abundance. Him and his wife, a business they were doing, they were able to come to the Land Summit. So I thought it would be worthwhile to play this video for you guys for this week's podcast. So without further ado, here's a walk and talk from several months ago on limiting beliefs. Peace. What's up, friends? John Bush here with Live Free Academy, and I want to talk to you about limiting beliefs and how we can identify them, overcome them, do what I like to call flipping the script. So we just wrapped up the Exit and Build Land Summit 3, and man, I got to tell you, a lot of people walked up to me and thanked me and said that my work has had a big positive impact on their lives. And one of the key things that a lot of these folks had to say was that my stuff about limiting beliefs made a big difference for them. In fact, there was this one gentleman that said he watched one of my videos. It was a walk and talk doing this exact thing. And he had never heard of the concept of a limiting belief. And as I started explaining it and describing what it is, which I'll do for you here in just 1 second, he's like, oh my God, I have all sorts of limiting beliefs, especially around money. Come to find out, him and his wife had a little small business, and they were there at the Land Summit with a booth. And our booths aren't the most modestly priced things. They, you know, so you got to shell out a little bit for a booth. Because we got an incredible audience of people that are ready and willing to buy your wares. But they were like, ever since we tapped into this concept and started recognizing our own limiting beliefs around money, our business has taken off. And that's the kind of stuff that like just fills me up and motivates me to do more, to do better, to focus more of my energy on serving my audience. Because there's a lot of people in this whole freedom movement, conspiracy movement, health freedom, libertarian, whatever, homesteading, exit and build, that'll teach you the mechanics and stuff. But I feel like one of the unique things that I offer is helping people to be, helping to empower people. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, there's two different types of obstacles in our lives. And let's go ahead and get into what is a limiting belief. And this is my bar from Dan Kennedy, this way of looking at obstacles. There's physical obstacles and limitations, and then there's metaphysical obstacles and limitations. So a physical obstacle, I don't even know if physical is the right word, but you know, it's like it's illegal to do something, or somebody was born with a severe handicap, or you get fired from your job, for example. And then the metaphysical obstacles and limitations are self-imposed limitations that we impart upon ourselves, oftentimes due to past thinking, oftentimes due to other people in our lives saying stuff, parents, siblings, culture, the news. And really at the end of the day, because sometimes the physical limitations isn't something we have control over, but we most definitely have total control over our thoughts. And so oftentimes, check this out, for those that have physical limitations, if you are of the right mindset and you're anti-fragile, meaning adversity, struggle, pain, difficulty helps actually to fuel your fire. Those physical limitations can actually transcend the physical and can help you to become stronger metaphysically, spiritually, mentally. Just the same, if you have those mental, emotional, metaphysical limitations worked through, it'll help you to overcome the physical limitations. Like, there's people that have been born with deformities or were born into poverty or experienced mass trauma. So that's a physical limitation. But when you don't have the mental game in line, then those traumatic experiences, those handicaps, whatever it may be, the time that you're born into, they spiral out of control and create mess, pain, and anguish in your life. But other people that have gone through similar circumstances, similar pain, similar trauma, similar deformities, whatever it may be, similar economic conditions that they're born into, they're able to leverage that adversity, gain insight and strength from it. And some of that comes to mind is Viktor Frankl. He was this guy that literally like watched his family die in the Holocaust. And he knew, he had this realization that, you know, I'm in a pretty dire situation here in a concentration camp. And he realized, you know, I may not have control over my physical circumstances right now. I'm practically enslaved here, but I do have control over my thoughts. And there's this special opportunity that I have between stimulus and response to take control of my mind and leverage my mind in order to still experience happiness no matter the circumstances that I find myself in. And he was able to experience that. He survived through it. Perhaps he survived through the strength and his will. And then I think he was a professor, and then he just wrote books and helped to educate people on the power of the mind, all right? There's folks, you know, Christopher Reeves is an example, and I'm borrowing this from Dan Kennedy, but he was on a horse. Christopher Reeves is Superman for the younger folks that may not know. One of the original Supermen, I guess the original Superman actor, and he got bucked off a horse. And you'd think that this would be a career ender and I'm low, woe is me, life is miserable. He became paralyzed, but he overcame it. Gathered all these valuable lessons from it, and then did public speaking to help encourage people. You know, there's people like Oprah Winfrey, for example. She's now a multi-billionaire, arguably one of the most successful black women alive. Now, I don't line up with her politics and all that stuff, of course, but her story is one of abuse, like severe trauma, abuse, and extreme poverty, but she was able to transcend that and overcome it. While sometimes we don't have control over our physical limitations, we do have control over our mental, emotional, spiritual mindset limitations. And so a limiting belief is something like this. Okay, here's an example. Somebody that I know in my life. They had a business relationship when I was much younger. Somebody that's been in my life for a long time. And they had a business relationship, and it turns out that their business partner kind of screwed them over. And it really caused them to lose trust in working with other people. And so now I've noticed in them, they have a mass distrust, a perception that other people are constantly trying to screw them over. You can internalize the struggle that you had in the past, and then moving forward, all the potential business relationships, there's this limiting belief that I can't work with other people, I can't be vulnerable with other people because I'm going to get screwed over. Huh. You know what? I just had an insight as I'm sharing this. I have a hesitation and a default timidity about working with other people. Like on this big land fund project that we're doing, we're going to bring on partners, but ultimately have this desire to control. And maybe some of that is informed by growing up with this person and their general mistrust. You know what? I've been screwed over too, multiple times, countless times. Huh. Anyway, another thing I want to teach you guys is the importance of mindfulness. So just being capable of consciously recognizing those thoughts as they pop up into your head and then doing a little self-psychoanalysis and a self-assessment makes a world of difference in the quality of life you enjoy and the success that you experience in your endeavors. So there's something for me to look into, because my timidity about working with other people as equal partners and every, you know, having an equal seat at the table is also informed by some struggle that I've had in my business life. So those are limiting beliefs. We got to recognize them and overcome them. Now, oftentimes there's lessons and some good stuff in there that we should take with us, and we shouldn't allow ourselves to be fooled again. Like George Bush said, there's an expression from where I come, maybe from here or where you are too here. It's, if you fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me twice, if you fool me, I can't get fooled again. And of course, the expression is fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So, you know, another limiting belief, something that I've managed to overcome is, you know, I for the longest time, I guess started in 2016 or so, I really started diving deep in self-development, self-improvement, Tony Robbins type of stuff, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And I knew inside me I had this ability to teach some of these principles, especially when it came to entrepreneurship, money, and business, which a lot of people struggle with. But I had a limiting belief that's known as imposter syndrome, and would think to myself like, oh, I'm not in a good financial position. What advice could I possibly give to people? But ultimately, you know, there's this one tactic of educating people where it's like you take them on a journey with you. You're vulnerable about your struggles. And oftentimes when you're having a hard time, you can teach people what not to do. Anyway, that was something I struggled with for quite some time. But I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to roll with it and teach people because I feel like I have something to offer to people. Had I let that limiting belief take foot, the imposter syndrome thing, then arguably I wouldn't be where I am today and wouldn't have been able to help as many people as I am today. Okay, so, you know, limiting beliefs in relation to a lot of stuff we do at Live Free Academy. We got Bitcoin, for example, trying to help people to onboard into the digital economy, into the decentralized digital economy. Bitcoin's a wonderful tool for financial sovereignty. It allows people to, Monero as well. Bitcoin's not as private as Monero. Monero is great. It's a really good use case for digital private cash. Really great tool to overcome the CBDCs. So we have all these people in our community and they're like, I see that the CBDCs are trouble. I'm with you. I'm concerned. I'm worried. And then some of us are like, hey, well, you know, you should learn to use cryptocurrency because even if they roll out the CBDCs, we're still going to be able to do business with one another. And then boom, the limiting beliefs spring up. And oftentimes I've found that there's people that like, there's this cover story that people try to tell themselves, and the, you know, ultimately the limiting belief for a lot of folks, especially older people that didn't grow up with technology like I did, or especially my kids did, they're like timid about technology, and they struggle with smartphones and emails and Zoom meetings. I recognize there's people that like struggle with tech, and that's the underlying limiting belief. I've never been good with technology, therefore I can't possibly learn Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, right? That's the limiting belief. But there's this tendency, and I want you guys to recognize this because it really helps to identify the deeper level limiting belief and face that, because oftentimes we have these surface level phony excuses, basically. So one thing that I've come to realize is there's a lot of people when I talk about Bitcoin specifically, and they're like, well, and I'm like, hey, you should use Bitcoin. It's great. You should learn to use Bitcoin and Monero so we can overcome the CBDCs. There's also opportunity potentially to protect your wealth or grow wealth. And they're like, oh, well, you know, it's just going to get shut down by the government. They're just going to turn off the internet. And what happens when the grid goes down? And so I know more often than not, these concerns are like cover level concerns. Because if somebody's so worried about the internet being turned off or the grid going down, that they'll reject learning some really, really beneficial technology for freedom. But at the same time, they're like, okay, so if you're really so concerned that you're not willing to learn this new technology, what are you doing to prepare for the possibility of the internet or the grid going down? And more often than not, unless they're like a prepper or something, they're not doing anything. So this signals to me that this isn't actually a genuine concern, because ultimately, if the internet were to go down or the grid were to go down and you don't have a solar system or a diesel generator, you're screwed. You're in a world of hurt. And if there's some kind of EMP attack, your Bitcoin's the least of your worries. So when somebody's simultaneously saying, I'm not going to get involved in Bitcoin because the grid can go down, but then at the same time, they don't have anything going on to protect from that in general, I kind of see like, okay, there's some underline here, right? And just to be clear, when it comes to Bitcoin, you don't have to abandon precious metals, silver, barter, whatever, and only do Bitcoin. Nobody in our community is advocating for that. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to buy stuff online or ultimately have an unconfiscatable means of transactions or wealth, this is probably the best tool we got. So the limiting belief is, I'm not good with technology. I can't learn. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You got to recognize that. You got to say, no, man, I am willing to learn. I'm a smart person. I'm open-minded. And like the Buddha taught, I'm going to come at this with beginner's mind. And then here's the beauty, too. Like, I want to encourage people to hop on board with the workshops and the stuff we're doing here at Live Free Academy, or if not me, with someone else. Because having a mentor, having a teacher really is so much more beneficial and effective than going it alone. So, you know, come back to the exit and build thing. Exit and build homestead, exit and build, exit the cities, buy land, build community in the country. That's our latest focus. We just wrapped up the land summit. A lot of people are like, I can't, it's not for me, I can't do it. And they make these excuses, like they're just going to confiscate our land, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, they're like paying rent in the city. But a lot of times there's underlying limiting beliefs. And one of them is like, I don't do well with money. I haven't done well with money throughout my life. I got in a bunch of debt, and my credit scores wrecked, and you know, I had this job, I was making good money, but it failed for this reason or not. And then they internalize that, and I think just because they had trouble in this time, then it's always going to be like that. But ultimately, never truly fail until you give up. And persistence is perhaps one of the most key characteristics that separates the successful people from those that struggle and falter. So I need people to recognize that. One of the roles that I do in helping people is help them to identify those limiting beliefs. But I can only take you so far. You got to be willing to get vulnerable with yourself, be mindful, and recognize, like, what is it that's holding me back? Why am I so afraid? And chances are it's because you don't want to experience the discomfort and the pain that is associated with putting together some money, starting a business, whatever. All right, here's another thing. Like, I'd say, you know, that myself and our crew and my wife, like, we're finding success. We're happy. We have resources. We have a strong community. We're nowhere near where we are, where we should be, according to our potential. But a lot of people see, you know, me talking about business, and we're doing well, and we're doing these great offers, and we got these 15, 17 people working with me, and we got this nice office, we have this 10-acre ranch. Well, it wasn't always like this for me in the least bit, and believe me, I still have struggles all the time. My latest struggle is, like, trying to balance back work life, family time. But I got Live Free Academy, Brave Botanicals. Me and Brad are firing up Exit and Build Provisions. Rebecca and I are collaborating on a real estate development fund. Big project. The big one. But you don't see the graveyard. Maybe we should have it back here. The graveyard of businesses that John Bush started or partnered in. Businesses, activist organizations, movements, whatever I was a spearhead for, and they're gone. So had I given up and internalized that as a limiting belief, I'm just not good at business and entrepreneurship. I failed here, had this crappy business relationship. I was sued once. It got settled out of court, thankfully, but like, oh my God, that was expensive and a pain in the ass. And it's like, if I had allowed that to hold me back from continuing to push through and persevere, I wouldn't be in the position that I am today. I wouldn't be walking around on this homestead talking to you, and I wouldn't be having the impact that I have on people when I bring up these types of talks, these limiting belief discussions. So that's really what it is. Maybe I should have started by defining a limiting belief. I'd call it an idea that people have that negatively impacts their ability to get things done. It's a false idea that they've invented for themselves so as to avoid the pain of trying again. It's a lot easier just to falsely accept that they can't do it. But the point is, we can all do it. And oftentimes, you know how to do it. The information how to get from A to B is there, and C to D, and all the way to Z, success. The information is there, but it's those internal obstacles, those self-imposed limiting beliefs that's what's having a bigger impact on your success or failure. So on this beautiful day here, I just want to remind you guys, there's greatness that's inside of each and every one of you. None of us are living anywhere near our full potential. And ultimately, the number one thing you could do in order to find success in life is recognize whenever you're holding yourself back through those ugly, ugly limiting beliefs. Recognize them, be mindful of them, and then flip the script. There's a classic one, Robert Kiyosaki. He says, don't say, I can't afford it. With homestead, buy land, you know, $500,000, you got to put $25,000, $50,000 down payment, whatever. Don't say, I can't afford it. Flip the script and say, how can I afford it? There's all these mental games that we could play with ourselves. Lord knows we're being socially engineered by the technocrats. Why don't we socially engineer ourselves? Let's play mind games with ourselves to help us get more in alignment with our highest self. All right, John Bush, peace and freedom. Hey, I invite you to check us out. If you go to livefree.academy, you can sign up for our daily email newsletter. We'll have more and more ideas like that. All right, peace and freedom, everybody.